Mayors from cities all over the globe have banded together, pledging to reduce greenhouse gas emissions while making their municipalities more resilient to climate change and report their progress publicly. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan believes it's up to the world's cities to lead the fight against global warming.
I think that mayors are uniquely positioned to be a strong voice on climate change because, you know, we're dealing with the impacts of climate change in our cities. If you look at the challenges that we have with more intense rain, for example, that we've been seeing here in the city of Albany, it really impacts our ability to deal with floods, to deal with the types of emergencies that arise with severe weather changes. And so we think that it's really important that our voices are heard.
The Compact of Mayors was conceived by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the UN Special Envoy for Cities and Climate Change. The two spoke Wednesday on the group's YouTube channel.
Saving our planet, lifting people out of poverty, advancing economic growth. These are one and the same fight.
Back in September of 2014, Bloomberg Philanthropies launched the Compact of Mayors with the United Nations. I have a saying, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And that's one of the things that the Compact does.
Mayor Sheehan says joining the Compact reinforces Albany's commitment to climate action by also taking stock of greenhouse emissions and the current effects of climate change in Albany.
There is work that we are doing, but this is a global problem, and we need world leaders to step up and recognize that there needs to be leadership at that global level if we're going to have an impact.
Mark Dunlay, co-chair of the 100% Renewable Now New York campaign, applauds Sheehan's decision.
We need action at all levels of government, particularly starting at the local level. We hope that the city of Albany will commit to going to 100% clean energy for all its energy uses as soon as possible. That could also include the promotion of community choice aggregation to allow residents and local businesses to collectively purchase energy together, both to lower costs but to reduce its carbon footprint.
For her part, Mayor Sheehan hopes that the decision by Albany and 400 other local and international cities to join the compact, including Rochester and New York City, will convince other cities to join, creating an urban groundswell that will lead the movement to combat climate change.
We are a climate smart city. We have recently hired an energy manager through funds that were provided to us by the New York State Power Authority. We're committed not only to making the city operations greener, but the focus is on making the entire city greener and understanding how we can make changes to our building codes, for example, that will provide for green infrastructure.
Bloomberg says when cities cut their emissions, they help their residents live longer, healthier lives. When they improve the energy efficiency of their buildings, they save their taxpayers money. When they invest in modern, low-carbon infrastructure, they raise their residents' standard of living. Dunlay says Sheehan is positioning Albany to benefit the future of its residents.
We look forward to seeing the City of Albany's changes to its building codes to promote net zero carbon emissions in its new buildings and also a program to energy retrofit existing buildings. Certainly also look forward to increased funding and expansion of their mass transit program, starting with the city buses.
Joining the Compact of Mayors complements the Albany 2030 Plan, a highly touted framework for Albany's future that emphasizes transportation enhancements and bicycle-friendly streets to further reduce emissions and turn the city greener. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.